It's several weeks since the last sighting of in Dingle Harbour of Fungi, the dolphin who made the County Kerry location his home for the past 37 years. Hopes that he could still be alive and might yet return to Dingle have all but disappeared. But this lunchtime, there is perhaps the faintest glimmer of hope. It comes in the form of a new study from the Galway Mayo Institute of Technology into dolphins in the Shannon Estuary, some of which were thought to have died. But it turns out not so. Simon Barrow, lecturer at GMIT, was across the study. He's been telling me more.
We started studying the Shannon dolphins in May 1993, so that's 27 years ago. And we call them the Shannon dolphins because they're a resident group that are always in the Shannon estuary. And they number about 140 individuals. So every year we do transects around the estuary looking for individual dolphins that we know from unique markings. And we see, you know, how they're getting on, have they had a calf, and that kind of thing. What we did on this project is I wanted to know what's the mortality rate of bottlenose dolphins, because it's really important from a conservation point of view to know that what your birth rate is and your mortality rate is. So if the mortality rate is higher than the birth rate, the population is in decline. And if the birth rate's higher, then the population is increasing. So that was the task that we set Kim, who was a really good master's student at the Galway Mayo Institute of Technology. So we look at 26 years of data. And if we haven't seen an animal during a year's survey, is it dead? Or have we just missed it? So you go out the following year, because you don't obviously capture all the dolphins every year. As time goes on, it's more likely that the animal is dead than being missed. But what we didn't realise until quite recently is that a lot of Shannon dolphins are now in Brandon and Tralee Bay in North Kerry, which is outside the protected area of the Shannon estuary. So we started doing surveys in Brandon and Tralee Bay and found some of the dolphins that we hadn't seen in the Shannon were in Brandon and Tralee Bay. So when we thought missing, presumed dead, in this case, it was missing, they'd moved. And some of the animals now in Brandon, we never see back in the Shannon. So it overestimated the mortality rate.
Does it also give this perhaps faint glimmer of hope that Fungi might have decided at this, and, you know, it's at least 37 years in Dingle Harbour, he's decided to move on?
Well, there is a faint glimmer of hope, and I do say it's faint. I mean, historically, Brian, there was always talk that Fungi actually followed a fishing boat from Carragher Holt in the Shannon estuary, and that's how he ended up in Dingle. That's one of the kind of the many myths of Fungi. Mm. So it could be that he's not in the place that he normally is, so he has moved, or is he dead? Only time will tell. I mean, I do think it's the latter. I think 37 years, and he was an old animal when I went to see him in 1988. So he is very much at the edge of how long a male bottlenose dolphin lives. But there is always the chance that he has moved. And I suppose this story does demonstrate how difficult it is to be sure when there's a dolphin missing, presumed dead.
Simon Barrow from the Galway Mayo Institute of Technology.